All right, if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say last night we had a
freeze.
Okay. And if it wasn't a real heavy freeze, it might just be
a frost.
It was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
Harriet and Mr. What room do you call that?
We call that the living room. That used to be called a parlor.
Well, tell me about the parlor. Is the parlor the same thing as the
same thing. Older people called it the parlor. They'd say, let's retire to the parlor, you know, after you ate, maybe. They'd say, let's go to the parlor. Uh-huh. The men folks always go to the parlor, and the women's left with the dishes.
Oh, no. That's why they tell it.
That's right. Well, we have these dishwashers now, you know. It's quite different. But I remember that back when I was a child, if we were children wasn't there to wash the dishes, the women folks washed the dishes, and the men retired to the parlor.
Oh, well, and when you had dates, didn't you have parlor?
Yeah, we had dates, and they called it the living room then, or the parlor.
And did your mother sit in there with you if you had a date?
No, now my mother and father didn't do that. Yes, they did back in the older days, I understand. Mm-hmm. But my husband and I, we corned as much in the kitchen as we did in the parlor. I cooked and he helped me wash dishes even.
Well,
he knew what he was getting into. I wouldn't let him want to know what this old playing house was about.
That was good. Good idea. Okay. Speaking of rooms and their height, you would say this room was about 9 what?
Feet tall.
Okay.
They used to be taller than this. I mean, you'd look up and you just couldn't hardly see the top of them. It's 18 feet high.
Really? Well,
yeah.
This house never had higher ceilings, did it?
Yes, all these rooms had higher ceilings, but
and
that one in the living
them?
Room. And we lowered when we put a false loft in it, you know, a false ceiling in order to bring the heat down because all the heat goes to the top. And it got to where we couldn't hardly heat these after we began to burn them.
Well, how did they heat them way back then if we can't even heat them now?
I wonder that myself. I think we all just wore a lot of clothes and didn't get that cold.
Well, would they just like, I notice here there are fireplaces in a lot of the rooms.
Yes. We have three chimneys here, and we have three fireplaces. In the olden days, you know, they used to build the chimneys, and one chimney would stand for two fireplaces. Mm-hmm. There'd be a fireplace on this side of the chimney in this room, and a fireplace on that side in that room, you know.
Well, there were no kind of vents, like going through the walls or anything?
No, we never did have any vents, not until the later years came along. We vent the chimneys now.
And what is that stuff that ends up in the bottom
of
the chimney?
That old sun.
Right?
That old sun is just ridiculous.
That's hard to
see. I don't see how Santa Claus kept his clean as he did. Coming out them old smutty chimneys.
I always wondered that myself, and why there were never any footprints in the soot.
That's right.
The room where you sleep, you call it what?
Bedroom.
Were there any other names for it a long time ago?
I don't believe they were.
Okay, and the things that are sometimes on the windows that you can pull down to keep the light out?
Window shades.
And where you keep your clothes, you call?
The closet.
I asked you about a room out off the kitchen, but this is just like a little storage room where you put cans and maybe stuff you pickled and all that. Did you ever have one of those, a room off the kitchen?
Oh, that's a pantry.
Okay, what would you call a building or part of the building where you store the grain?
That's the granary.